Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
And my name's Pauline. Have you been to Singapore? Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is A Trip to Singapore. A Trip to Singapore. So, where are you going to go first when you go to Singapore?
Ooh, if I get to go to Singapore, I think I will go see the Flower Dome. It's the largest glass greenhouse in the world.
Yes, that's a great place to start. You must see it. Well, we'll learn more about Singapore today. So let's get started. Let's start by practicing reading. Here's Pauline for some help.
Linda went to Singapore with her aunt.Alex has been to Singapore. He tells James that the city is a real mix of cultures. There is a lot to see and do there. Alex loves Jurong Bird Park. He can see everything there from parrots to penguins. There are lots of museums, too. It's true that the environment is clean and nice. Singapore is too much fun to miss.
Wow, too much fun to miss. So yesterday we learned a lot about Singapore, and today is no different, but we will be talking about different things.
I wonder what we will talk about today. We already learned so many interesting things about it.
But there's always more to talk about. But first, we need to learn some things. Let's look at those keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina, to help us.
Hello, 我们今天谈的是新加坡这个城市。Alex 觉得新加坡实在是多种文化的综合体。Mix 可以当名词表示混合、综合体。Singapore is a real mix of cultures. 名词 culture 就是文化，这个字里面有 L 的音，所以跟我一起来念，练习一下它的发音。Culture, culture. 新加坡的鸟园很受欢迎。可以在那边看到鹦鹉还有很多不同的鸟。鹦鹉就是 parrot, you can see parrots there. 还有新加坡有很多的博物馆 museum. There are also many museums. James 说因为新加坡不大所以到哪里都很方便。Alex 赞成他的说法他说 true. 形容词 true 就是确实真实的。It's true that Singapore is clean and nice.
Hi, Alex. You have been to Singapore, right?
Yes, I have. Linda is there now with her aunt. I think she will like it.
Singapore sounds like an interesting place.
It is. The city is a real mix of cultures.
There must be a lot to see and do there.
There is. I know you'd love the shopping.
Tell me more.
I want to first go over what we learned about Singapore already, okay?
Okay.
Well, we had a guest on the show that will be traveling there.
Right. And there is so much to do and see in the Lion City.Lion City is the other name for Singapore.
Yes, I went to Singapore twice. The first time was by myself. All the food is really delicious. I love the Singaporean chicken and rice. I went to a restaurant just to try this one dish.
Wow, the zoo is also very popular, and many come just for the shopping.
Singapore is a really special place. It is one of the only places that is only a city, but also a country.
Yeah, that is a very interesting fact about Singapore. James starts this conversation with a good question. You have been to Singapore, right?
When you already know the answer, and it's yes,We know he has been to Singapore, so we can just ask the question this way. Just say the answer and add right at the end.
And yes, Alex's answer is simple. Yes, I have.
And we learn Linda is in Singapore right now with her aunt. Now, have you traveled with your family before?
Yes, the first time I traveled outside of the United States was to Mexico with my family. And that's when I caught the travel bug, we say. That means that's when I discovered how much I loved travel.
Okay, yeah, me too. When I was a kid, my parents would take me traveling. So this is really fun for Linda. You get to spend time with family, but also see a new place.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm glad she gets that experience. So let's get back to Singapore. What other reasons are there for traveling to Singapore?
The city is a real mix of cultures. When I hear the word mix, I always think about baking and cooking. You take the flour, eggs, sugar, salt, and mix them together.
So in Singapore, people are all mixed together. There are people from different cultures living next to each other as neighbors.
And this is the big reason why their food is so good. They have food from everywhere.
Singapore sounds like such an interesting place. And so does a short lesson from Christina.
James 说新加坡听起来是一个很有意思的地方。Singapore sounds like an interesting place. 我们来学 sound like something, 听起来像什么。比如 he sounds like a happy boy, 他听起来像是个快乐的男孩子。或者 she sounds like a loving mother, 他听起来是一位慈爱的母亲。另外有一种表达方式就是 sound 直接接形容词。That story sounds funny. 那个故事听起来很好笑。或者 The tickets sound so expensive. 那个票听起来好贵。所以你可以用 sound like 加名词或者 sound 加形容词。
Thanks, Christina. So let's try practicing a few more sentences.
Okay. Singapore sounds like a great place to visit.
Okay, my friend told me about pineapple on a pizza. That sounds like a great pizza.
So let's talk a little bit more about this word culture. What are some ways we think about this word?
Well, when I think about culture, I think about food. Mexico has different food than America.
Yes, food is a big part of the culture experience.I also think about language, though. Of course, many different countries speak different languages, and that influences culture.
Also, people wear different clothing, and their families are very different. Well, we could keep talking about culture, but right now it's time for a short break. We'll see you after this. See you soon. Friends, welcome back from the break. Well, Pauline and I were just talking about traveling. If you can't go to Singapore, where do you want to go?
Ooh, that's a good question. There are so many places on my list. I really want to go to Australia.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I think I will go to Paris, France. But I think I have to save some money first.
I think so. Well, that's okay. You don't have time to go to Paris right now anyways. Now it's time to watch our conversation beat.
Singapore's environment is very clean and nice. And it's very easy to get around.
That's because Singapore isn't very big.
True. But there are so many fun places to visit.I love Jurong Bird Park. You can see everything there, from parrots to penguins.
How fun! I love birds.
And you can enjoy gardens and museums and everything. Singapore is too much fun to miss.
So we have learned that Singapore is a really interesting place. There is a lot to see and do there.
We didn't have time to talk about this sentence. There is a lot to see and do there. But this is a fun sentence to use when you want to describe a place as having a lot.
And Singapore has a lot. The city is a real mix of cultures.
When I went to Singapore, I really enjoyed the buildings. They have many very big buildings to look at.
We talked about the Flower Dome yesterday. It's the largest glass greenhouse in the world. I say that because it's not easy to make a building out of glass.
Yes, exactly. So the buildings are a must-see.
We learned that Singapore's environment is very clean and nice, and it's very easy to get around.
And that's because Singapore isn't very big. It's just one city. One city as a whole country.
But even though it is just one city, there are so many fun places to visit. Many people love Jurong Bird Park.
I haven't gone yet.
Ooh, you should go next time. You can see everything there, from parrots to penguins.
Fun! I love birds.
I love birds too. And I also love today's
calendar phrase.
I love birds.
I love birds.
我喜欢鸟。
What is your favorite pet?
I love birds.
Do you like dogs?
No, I love birds.
Do you like cats?
No, I love birds.
Why are you holding a chicken?
I love birds.
Huh.
I love birds.
I love birds.
我喜欢鸟。
That was a fun calendar phrase, but let's go back to this sentence. You can see everything there from parrots to penguins.
Yes, this is a good way to talk about a place. This shop has everything you can buy.Everything from napkins to a new computer.
This drink shop is the best. You can order everything from lemonade to hot chocolate.
Good one. So, Peter, can you tell us what a penguin is?
Sure. Only if you tell us what a parrot is, okay?
Okay. A parrot is a very colorful bird you usually find in hot weather climates.
Hot weather climates. They like to repeat what you say. And a penguin walks around like this. They're a bird, but they can't fly.
That is a crazy thing about them. Well, we should talk more about birds some other time. It's too much fun to miss out on them.
You are right about that. And that is also a useful sentence. Here's our teacher, Christina, to tell us more about it.
我们先来看两个例句。I am too young to drive. 句子里有太年轻，还有开车，表示要开车的话还太年轻了。换句话说，就是太年轻，所以不能开车。再看一个类似的句子。I'm too tired to sleep. 我太累了，睡不着。OK, 看完了这两个句子之后，我们来看看今天 Alex 说的最后一句话。Singapore is too much fun to miss. 如果你弄懂了前面两个句子，就会知道 Alex 的意思是说，新加坡太有意思了，所以不能错过。
Thanks, Christina. So Alex gets a little excited by the end of this conversation. He says, and you can enjoy gardens, museums, and everything.
So I think that if there is one thing that our friends have learned today is that Singapore has quite a lot to do and to see there, right?
And to eat.
That's true. I think I would go to the bird park first,
Ooh.
But not to eat the birds. Don't worry.
Well, you can eat the chicken.
Okay, chicken and rice, that's what I'm going to have.
Perfect. Well, I think I am going to go to that glass dome flower place. That sounds amazing.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. We've learned a lot. Now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here is our first keyword for today. Mix. Mix. The school is a mix of boys and girls.
Culture. Culture. In her culture, girls are very quiet.
Parrot. Parrot. Parrots are beautiful birds.
Museum. Museum. I saw that old car in a museum.
True. True. Grandma is 95 years old. It's true. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. You're doing great.
And now it's time to go over our lessons one more time. Let's watch them together.
Hi, Alex. You have been to Singapore, right?
Yes, I have. Linda is there now with her aunt. I think she will like it.
Singapore sounds like an interesting place.
It is. The city is a real mix of cultures.
There must be a lot to see and do there.
There is. I know you'd love the shopping.
Tell me more.
Singapore's environment is very clean and nice, and it's very easy to get around.
That's because Singapore isn't very big.
True, but there are so many fun places to visit. I love Jurong Bird Park. You can see everything there, from parrots to penguins.
How fun! I love birds.
And you can enjoy gardens and museums and everything. Singapore is too much fun to miss.
All right, where should you go to Singapore? Well, we have a beautiful picture behind us of some of those things. Ride into the sky on the Singapore Flyer.
Oh, the large Ferris wheel has great views of the city.
Ooh, that sounds fun. You can see everything from that Ferris wheel. Maybe you can go to the Botanical Gardens. I always enjoy going there for a walk.
I love gardens, but I think I'm even more excited about the food markets. There's some at the base of the flyer.
Well, if you want to eat, you should try a hawker's market. These open and you can sit at a table. The waiter will come and sell you things. It's a lot of fun, but it's a little bit loud.
Well, is it cheap? I usually like going to cheap markets.
Yes, it is a nice place. What about Chinatown?
Oh, there's a Chinatown in Singapore?
Yes, there is. It is a historic part of Singapore. In the past, when the Chinese came to Singapore, they came there to live there. You can buy many things you can't get anywhere else in the city.
I didn't know that. Wow! I am just amazed at everything there is in Singapore.
Yes, well, we ran out of time. We have more to say, but now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat. What are James and Ginger up to?
Today, we are learning about Singapore.
We did that yesterday!
Yes. And we're going to do it again.
Okay.
Singapore is a real mix of cultures.
A mix of cultures?
Yes. The people that live in Singapore are from different places. There are many different cultures there.
So, what can you see and do in Singapore?
Many things. You can go to the bird park.
Oh, and see the birds!
Yes. Parrots and penguins.
I like birds!
Me too. There are also a lot of museums in Singapore.
Ooh, ooh, I like museums! museums, too.
Me, too.
Hey, I want to go to Singapore.
Me, too.
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, today is your lucky day.
Why is that?
Because there are no other visitors here at the zoo today. Usually, people can't get too close to the tigers. But
what?
I'm going to let you play with the tigers.
Cool!
They're right over here.
Wait.
What?
Are the tigers... They did eat some... Are they hungry? Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
And I am that man. The super sentence for today is someone have or has done something, right? You want to say they have eaten lunch already, right?
Yes, they have eaten lunch already, right?
Well...
Super. Now, before I leave, to help other people with this super sentence, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Oh, sure. You have studied for the test, right?
You have studied for the test, right? Great! What about you, sir?
You have traveled here before, right?
You have traveled here before, right? Super, super, super! And remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, as I was saying about the tigers... They have eaten already, right?
No, and they must be quite hungry.
Hey, is that a tiger running this way?
Yeah, but don't worry, I'm going to feed him his lunch.
Oh.
He's going to eat me, and you, and Super Sentence Man.
Well, it will be a super lunch.
maybe you're right. Oh, he's getting closer! Run! Well, friends, I think we have time for one last thing. What would you eat in Singapore? What would you have for breakfast?
Oh, we didn't talk about that yet. Singapore has a famous breakfast. They have this thing called kaya jelly, I think it is.
Kaya toast,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, kaya toast.
And you can have that for breakfast or in the afternoon. Singaporeans love afternoon tea. You have to have this when you order a special milk tea for the afternoon.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I think I would like to do that after a full morning of sightseeing. That sounds very relaxing. Well, friends, our time has come to an end. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.